Well, at least some of the counselors had the heart to listen. I'm honestly surprised that this is going somewhere. But I'm still not going to sit by until I know that they're okay. I must find a way without being detected. Dominatus is one of the strongest mages in the country, and if she finds out, Lord only knows what's going to happen. Goodness! Must you always be so quiet when you approach me, deity? You almost scared me half to death. I'm sorry for that. The summoning started as usual. The council barely cared until I mentioned our non-magical friend in the clutches of Dominatus. They've agreed to speak to her about this issue, as they call it. I can't help but feel pessimistic. They're not going to get much out of a demonic mage. She's just going to blur the lines between what is truthful and her own falsehoods. They will fail. I'm going to enter their grounds spiritually. I must see them. Pray that they're still alive. My only non-magical friend is in danger. I understand the consequences of what I'm about to do. The worst possible situation is I could break the ceasefire of the conflict, and other magi could get caught in the crossfire. If it leads me to be exiled from the guild, then so be it. Thank you. I pray that nothing drastic happens on my scouting. If it does, then please, do as much as you can to keep this place safe from any attacks in the future. I fear that we're going to require help from our friends. Please be okay. Merciful heavens! What has she done to you? Please, you have to wake up. Please, I know it's painful, but you have to start moving now. Whatever she's done will be nothing in comparison to what she has planned. You have no idea how warped her mind is. We have to get you away from here. You're almost there. If you can just pass the threshold, I'll create the means by which we can escape. Just that little bit further. I know it hurts, but please, I need you to push harder. No. It's too soon. She's seen us. If only I'd been faster.
If only you were stronger. Oh, my poor, bittersweet little darkling. It's just us once more. Nobody to intrude on our thoughts again. You thought they were your own. How deliciously simplistic of you. Honestly, I don't see why she would give up so easily on you. Why would she leave you all to me like this? Perhaps it's better this way. At least now you know who cares for you. Who has the raw power needed to scratch that itch, burrowing its way into your very core? Don't be bashful now. Of course, I've seen your thoughts and desires when I was applying such an intimate shave to your soul. You're quite the interesting little gardener, aren't you? Perhaps if the skeins of fate hadn't been so forgiving in delivering you to me, things could have gone differently. But you've seen it. The mask has been lifted before your very flat and very dull eyes. And that is precisely the trick the world needs to get back into gear. Oh, can you just imagine it? A land filled with crusaders, kreshniks, and mage hunters, all sworn to eradicate the very idea of magic pervading your mundane world. Simple. Exquisite. Oh, my sweetling. I think you misunderstand your position in this little rapacious embrace we've been immersed in. You don't have the capability of saying no. Your voice can form the words, for now. But you know as well as I that deep down, you can only provide token reticence, like the mewling pet you've become. Such pretty scars you'll wear. I can only muse over the ones that you'll cause in my name. Are you still dreaming of hands from high places? I can break that for you. I can mend that for you. Let me scour you of that innocent delusion. Should they reach into my domain with their squalid, light-stained hands, they would pull back naught but the tetanomachy they've been desperate to avoid. Wouldn't that be such fun? What is it?
There's simply ways to keep such shit was like.
I see. How very thoughtful of them. For once. Pay special mind to my toy while I'm gone, would you? They're so very resilient to excitement these days. But I think that's just the modern age in general. Boredom is such a cursed blessing, I'm afraid. Break nothing that can't be stitched or sewn in place again. I wouldn't want my pet to go without so soon.
I am not one for using their language. It's so corrosive and vulgar. Hey, it's me. I'm going to get you away from this place. I just need to remove these needles from your fingers first. I'm so sorry that I put you into this situation. And I'm sorry that I didn't tell you. I was following the sacred rule. I'm almost done with the needles. Don't you worry, my friend. I'll get you out of here. Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. I hope that didn't hurt too much. I noticed that you were biting your tongue as I was pulling them out of your fingernails. I'm sorry. But you have to let me check if she's harmed the rest of your body. Heavens, no. She has your soul. Give me your hand. And here I thought
that after all this affection and care, you would have learned your place. How foolish of me. I should have known the rose wouldn't flourish until the garden was free of weeds. You do want to be free of weeds, don't you? We have to start with these attachments that are holding you back. Imagine how strong you could grow when you aren't held back by the constraints of your frail Ossian structure and antiquated beliefs. The pain you feel is nothing more than the removal of inadequacy. It is something that I cannot abide. And something you should stop settling for. Inadequacy comes in so many forms. Creeping and whispering in the light. Pleading for mercy when all you should crave is the surety of strength. Yes, that will do. I can't tell you how much it irritated me before to gaze into those hopeful, empty pools of innocence. Now, you could almost be mistaken for something of an intelligent creature. You'll learn to wear your fangs with pride. My hungry wolf. Forever gone are the days where you cloaked yourself in the asinine ignorance of wool. You'll learn to love the cravings that follow. I've yet to see a whelp that didn't love their first whet of teeth on bloodied bone. Remember to slither and belly crawl as directed, my little morsel. I would hate for my newly minted nightcrawler to be considered bait for bigger fish. You do know you'll be swimming with bigger fish by now, I hope. Even your skull isn't that dense. And I would know. Speaking of superfluous niceties wasted on the undeserving, how long have you been watching, Tegan?
Long enough that you're using them against me, you repulsive being. Where are they being taken to?
Oh, you wound me with your words and claims. You vitriolic white-winged relics of a bygone era are poor with your insults, just like everything else. It's truly your greatest miracle that you managed to survive this long. You could always strike me down in your finite wisdom and break the concordant right now. I can't describe how wonderful it would be to act as the catalyst that supplants you from that high horse. Come, crawl in the mud with us lowly sinners. Ruin your precious purity with the stains of mortality. We all have our parts to play, but who has first chair? Remember when the sounds of our symphony start. You won't hear me, but you'll feel me.